Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about how to know you're ready to walk away from the relationship with pathologically narcissistic person or people in your life. This is something that many have expressed interest in learning about, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. Untangling yourself from a relationship with a narcissistic person can be very difficult. At times, it seems that even your own feelings are working against you. Indeed, the biggest battle you face in ending this relationship is not with a narcissist. It's with yourself, with your own mind and your own feelings. Sometimes it can be hard to know if you're ready, but there are a few things that can help you decide if you're finally able to make the break. Number one, and these are in no particular order, the negatives outweigh the positives. Abusive relationships usually follow a pattern. It's good, then it's bad. Then it's good again, then it's bad again. Often, the good times become fewer and fewer, lasting for shorter and shorter periods of time. In the beginning of the relationship, you might have rationalized putting up with the abuse because the good times were so good. Over time, though, that may become more and more difficult because the good times are not quite as good as they used to be. They're shorter and they're less intense. In the beginning of the relationship, it was mostly good, with occasional blow-ups or situations that were troubling, but occurred infrequently enough to be considered out of the ordinary. After a while, this often flip-flops, and it's the good times that seem out of the ordinary. It often reaches a point where the victim can't even list anything they like about the narcissistic person or any good qualities they feel the narcissist might have. When this happens, it can be a signal that you're ready to walk away. If you can't even think of anything you like about this person anymore, then it's probably time to get out of there. Number two, the drama no longer excites you. Relationships with pathologically narcissistic people are very dramatic. They are upsetting, tumultuous, and intense. At first, this can be stimulating and even intoxicating, especially during the good times. Even the bad times are stimulating because you're upset. There's chaos and upheaval and emotion and fireworks. However, there may come a time when, instead of feeling excited and upset, you're simply resigned to the upheaval. You may even feel bored and tired of it. Instead of reacting with defensive anger and hurt feelings and feeling very excited and very upset, their childish accusations and constant provocations provoke nothing in you but, really? This again? Really? This is a sign that the hold the relationship and your emotions have over you is weakening. Number three, their manipulations don't work on you anymore. Pathologically narcissistic people are champions at manipulation. They use manipulation to try to force other people to fulfill their needs and to do what the narcissist wants them to do. In a very real way, you could say that everything they do and say is a manipulation of some kind. Their whole lives are geared toward getting their needs met, and everything they do is toward that end. This is one of the main ways that narcissists attempt to control other people. However, there may come a time when these things no longer affect you. The guilt or the fear that they were able to inspire in you no longer seem as strong. Their manipulations are met with no reaction, and their insistence that you take responsibility for them is met with indifference. Once that happens, it indicates that you're no longer being controlled by your emotions and are probably going to be able to walk away. Number four, you don't need their validation anymore. Part of the reason that people stay in contact with pathologically narcissistic loved ones is because they're chasing validation of their own worth. The narcissist cannot provide validation, of course, but they do alternately devalue the relationship and the victim. The cyclical nature of the relationship, meaning the cycle that it goes through, the up and down, creates a situation where the victim is continuously jumping through hoops to try and grab something they're never going to be able to get. The victim mistakenly believes that not being devalued equals being valued, and they mistakenly believe that how they are valued by others determines their worth. Neither of these things are true. If somebody owns a vase that is an antique vase from the Ming Dynasty, and it's priceless, it's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars, but they don't know that, it doesn't change the value of the vase. It only changes how they view the vase and how they treat it. Once the victim starts to do some work on themselves and can validate themselves, chasing the narcissist for validation is no longer necessary. In fact, it seems silly and pointless. Once this happens, you know you're ready to move on. Only you know when you've had enough. This is a decision that you must make, and sometimes it can be difficult to tell. Of course, you don't have to wait for these things to happen to move on. You can walk away from the relationship with a narcissist anytime you want. And this is not just about romantic relationships either. Many times people believe that when the word leave is used, we must be talking about romantic relationships only. This is not the case. You can end any relationship you want. You don't have to be around anyone you don't want to be around. This includes your parents, your siblings, your adult children, or anyone else that you feel is abusing you or not treating you fairly. No one ever needs to feel like they're trapped in a relationship with someone who is treating them badly. There's nothing wrong with walking away from a situation where you don't feel respected or valued. If other people have a problem with that, that's their problem. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the bookings tab to schedule an appointment with me, or you can use the link that is available in the information section of this video. If you're interested, give our sponsor a visit. Earth Mama's Apothecary Premium CBD Oil. You can do that by visiting earthmamacbd.com or clicking the link that's available down there in the information section of this video as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.